DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jesse Wingard in Bonn. Former South African President Nelson Mandela's health has deteriorated and he is now in a critical condition, President Jacob Zuma announced Sunday. The president visited the 94-year-old anti-apartheid leader in a Pretoria hospital on Sunday evening. The presidential office said Zuma was informed by medical staff his condition had become critical in the past 24 hours. He was hospitalised just over 2 weeks ago for a reoccurring lung infection. Mandela became South Africa's first black president after the end of apartheid in 1994. Former US National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden is reportedly seeking asylum in Ecuador. Ecuadorian Foreign Minister Ricardo Patino made the announcement via his Twitter account on Sunday. An unnamed spokesman for the whistleblower website WikiLeaks confirmed Snowden's plan for asylum. Snowden's asylum application came just hours after he arrived in Moscow on a flight from Hong Kong. A US Justice Department statement said it would seek Snowden's arrest and extradition to the United States. Earlier, Hong Kong officials announced an extradition request was denied because it didn't comply with Hong Kong law. 30-year-old Snowden is charged with unauthorised communication of national defence information, willful communication of classified communications, and theft of government property. In Albania, both sides have claimed victory in Sunday's general election. In an election day marred by violence, an opposition activist was killed in a shooting near a polling booth. A Democratic Party candidate was injured in the crossfire. Throughout the day, both sides accused each other of vote rigging and electoral roll irregularities. Sunday's general election is seen as a test for the country's democratic institutions and progress towards entry into the European Union. Albania, one of Europe's poorest nations, has applied to become a member but has not yet been made an official candidate for membership. The first official preliminary election results are expected on Monday. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah has resigned just 2 weeks into the job. The territory's president, Mahmoud Abbas, accepted Hamdallah's resignation on Sunday after he said he would refuse to work with two deputy premiers. Abbas has asked for the former Prime Minister to stay on in a caretaker role until a new leader is chosen. The president now has 35 days to find a replacement. Egypt's defence minister has warned the army will intervene if violence breaks out during demonstrations against the country's president. The warning comes as opponents of President Mohamed Morsi plan rallies to mark his one-year anniversary in office. Defence Minister Abdel Fattah al-Sisi urged all Egyptians to set aside their differences, adding it was the army's duty to act and prevent chaos. Morsi's opponents accuse him of hijacking the 2011 uprising that toppled Hosni Mubarak's regime. Tens of thousands of Morsi's supporters gathered on Friday ahead of the planned June 30 rallies in a show of support for the leader. Historical monuments and sites in Germany, Italy, Iran, North Korea and Ukraine have been added to UNESCO's list of World Heritage Sites. Bergpark Wilhelmshöhe in the German city of Kassel was added for its stunning Hercules monuments and water features. This week, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization granted World Heritage status to more than a dozen natural wonders and culturally significant sites. Two volcanoes, Japan's Mount Fuji and Italy's Mount Etna, as well as North Korea's ancient tombs in Kaesong, won heritage status. And to soccer. The final group stage matches of the Confederations Cup have just finished. Spain played Nigeria, while Uruguay faced Tahiti to decide which two teams advanced to meet tournament hosts Brazil and Italy in the semi-finals. Spain beat Nigeria 3-0. Uruguay, meanwhile, steamrolled Tahiti's troop of mostly amateur players 8-0. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jesse Wingard, Deutsche Welle News.